Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
In a small office in downtown Richmond, rooms are bare and reporters are working from their cell phones because the landlines haven't been set up yet. But that hasn't stopped this crew from getting down to work.
Hey, Colin, this is Katie O'Connor with the Virginia Mercury. How are you?
Katie O'Connor is one of four reporters that have left big-time daily papers in Virginia to start the Virginia Mercury. O'Connor remembers working her first job at the Northern Virginia Daily and writing about issues in the Shenandoah Valley without connecting them back to policymakers in Richmond.
And I think what we can really do is bridge that gap, and we're going to have so much flexibility to talk to people who live in those places and who are directly impacted by these decisions who might not get a chance to have their stories told otherwise.
The online publication will cover policy for a statewide audience. Editor Robert Zulo says the goal isn't to hop on the news of the day, but to cover stories with depth that other outlets just may not have the time for.
We're not going to have to tell you who got shot here or this crash or Corey Stewart said this today. That's not really our mission. You know, our mission is to illuminate policy issues and questions, and we can be a little bit more targeted in how we want to do that.
Zulo is launching the Virginia Mercury at a time when the state's local press is shrinking. Berkshire Hathaway, which owns the Richmond Times-Dispatch, Roanoke Times, Charlottesville Daily Progress, and others, recently outsourced management to Lee Enterprises. Although it hasn't announced plans to downsize, Lee Enterprises has laid off staff at other papers it's previously taken over. Betsy Edwards is executive director of the Virginia Press Association. She says the economics of newspapers have changed.
Margins are thinner than they used to be. When a newspaper was the only way to advertise in your town, then, of course, everybody advertised in the newspaper.
In recent months, five community papers have closed, including those in Ashland and Tazewell. And in eastern Virginia, the Daily Press and Virginian Pilot recently came under the same corporate ownership.
Unfortunately, corporations are probably more worried about the bottom line than maybe a family-owned publisher would be. And that has definitely led to the shrinking of newsrooms.
But the new Virginia Mercury is nonprofit, part of a network of local news sites backed by the D.C.-based Hopewell Fund. The organization's website says it focuses on projects to address poverty, access to education, and gender inequality, issues commonly associated with a progressive cause. Funding aside, Zulo says the Virginia Mercury will be nonpartisan.
That was the understanding when I took the job, and, you know, it's been that way ever since. So all the decisions on what we cover and how we cover will be made right here.
Right now, those coverage priorities are Medicaid expansion, immigration, and the environment. And while that content won't live behind a paywall, there is likely to be a donate button in the future. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.